This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Let's check up on the government's online health insurance exchanges launched this month. Launched may be a charitable word, considering the massive software glitches that have plagued healthcare.gov. The website problems mean officials are having to hit the pavement to gather data on the country's uninsured. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has this report from Camden, New Jersey.
Last month, just before the health exchanges opened, reality kicked in for Elizabeth Buck.
We have a huge number of uninsured in Camden, about 15,000, and we have this short window of time. So
Buck, who is overseeing ACA enrollment for the nonprofit Camden Coalition of Healthcare Providers, poked her head into Aaron Truchel's office.
People usually come in and laugh, and that's generally how I know that they want something from me.
Buck wanted Truchel, the coalition's data whiz, to convert the hospital data the coalition has collected for a decade into something she could use to find Camden's uninsured, nearly 20% of the city's population. 24 hours later, poof, a color-coded map, broken down by neighborhood, deep red for high concentrations of the uninsured.
The city's 9 square miles. It's not huge, but it's definitely too big for a few people that are out in the streets trying to go out and knock on doors.
Truchel's creation brings a little science to the art of getting people to sign up for Obamacare. The coalition is one of the few groups in the country to gather real-time data from its hospitals.
Whenever an uninsured patient goes to the hospital emergency room, there is a bill generated for that. That's a giant list of everyone who's uninsured.
Jeff Brenner, the coalition's executive director, says those bills could be the key to getting people insured. But translating that data into something usable right now is a pain.
It's like building a house with a handsaw and a hammer. We need to move to power tools.
Brenner hopes one of the power tools is Blue Labs, a firm formed by a group of crack data crunchers from Obama's 2012 campaign. Blue Labs' Eric Diskin says he wants to get more up-to-the-minute maps into the coalition's hands.
Really, what we're looking to do is to shorten that cycle so that the hospital can automatically send data to Camden.
The more souped-up process may not kick in until next fall. Until then, the coalition will rely on 2012 data because even last year's maps are better than no maps. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.